Welcome to Calvary Free Presbyterian Church, Macrofelt. One Sunday afternoon, an elderly gentleman asked me this question. Preacher, can you tell me the way to heaven? I want to read two verses from God's precious word. Romans chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Do you remember the question that was asked by the Philippian jailer to Paul and Silas? Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Salvation is the most wonderful experience for any man or woman to ever experience in all of their lives. To know that their sins are forgiven and that they are blotted out, never to be remembered against them anymore. To have that sweet assurance that if we die today, tomorrow, next year, or whenever it comes, that we're as sure of heaven. Yes, as sure of heaven as if we were already there. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ said in his precious word, I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Paul went on to say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. I want us to think a few moments about God's salvation, because that's the way to heaven. The first thought is simply this, it's the must of salvation. In Acts chapter 4 verse 12 it says, neither is there salvation in any other. There is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. You know, when you challenge somebody about God's salvation and ask them, are they saved? Well, they say, well, I don't really think I need that. Or perhaps they say, well, I don't believe that. Yet the Word of God says, neither is there salvation in any other. There is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. Paul was asked the question, what must I do to be saved? There is the must of salvation. I would that every man and woman realize this, that the only way to heaven is to know that their sins are forgiven, their sins are blotted out, to know that their sins are covered in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, you and I must be saved. It's not whether we think we should or we shouldn't. It's not whether we think, well, I will or I won't. But Jesus said we must be saved. We must be saved from our sin. You see, it is our sin that separates between us and God. The Bible tells us that very clear. It's your sin that separates between you and God. And your sin is so awful in the sight of God that sin, if it's not dealt with, if it's not pardoned, if it's not forgiven, if it's not cleansed away, that sin will separate between you and God, not only for time, but for all eternity. Now perhaps you say, but I'm not a sinner. God says in his precious word, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Yes, it is true. It is possible you could deceive somebody else. It is possible you could even try to think you could deceive God. And yet God says, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. But friends, God says in his precious word, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. What an awful tragedy that somebody would be so foolish to try and deceive themselves about something as so important as their soul and their sin. We need to be saved from sin. We need to be saved from the penalty of sin. Because, you know, friends, the Word of God makes us clear the wages of sin is death. And that is not only death as far as closing our eyes and going to the grave. It is eternal separation from God forever. Your sin separates you from God. And therefore it is so important that your sin is dealt with. That's why the Word of God says, if we confess our sins. In other words, if we're honest, we own up, Lord, I am the sinner. And I need a Savior. Thank God there is someone who is willing and is ready to save you if you'll only but humble yourself before God and take your place as a guilty, lost, hell-deserving sinner and you cry out on Jesus Christ, the only Savior. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. The must of salvation. Friend, you must be saved from sin. You must be saved from the penalty of sin. Yes, you must be saved from hell itself. And what an awful thing for a man or a woman or a young person to close their eyes in death and go out into God's eternity and be ever, forever, eternally separated from God in the place where Jesus Christ, the Son of God, says, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. Oh, listen to the Savior. Listen to the one who so loved you to die upon the cross of Calvary and shed his precious blood for you. There's no one ever loved you like Jesus. That's why God says, for God so loved the world. I thank God that I was loved by my parents. I thank God that I'm loved by my wife and my children. But there is no love like the love of God for us. And God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. There is the must of salvation. Friend, let me tell you, you can get to heaven without riches. You can get to heaven without popularity. You can get to heaven without possessions and fame. But you will never, ever get to heaven without God's salvation. Knowing your sins are blotted out, never to be remembered against you anymore. To be at peace with God. Knowing the peace of God within your soul. There is not only the must of salvation, but friend, there is the mercy of salvation. What an awful tragedy had God left us to our sin. You see, the Bible says that God is rich unto all that call upon him. He is rich in mercy. Thank God he is rich in grace. You know, God's grace is the undeserved, the unmerited favor of God. In other words, God gives us what we don't deserve. But the mercy of God is that God does not give us what we do deserve. There is not one of us but deserve hell. There is not one of us but our sin would take us to the lowest pit. But thank God he is rich in mercy in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And there is the sweet, wonderful, mighty news of the gospel. You see, the gospel means good news. Friend, in a world of so much sad news, in a world of so much bad news, here's good news that God is rich in mercy toward you in that he offers you eternal life through Jesus Christ, our wonderful Lord. Yes, thank God for the mercy of salvation. I wonder, do you realize that just how rich in mercy that God is? You know, God is rich in mercy in that he is allowing you to listen to this simple gospel message in this DVD. Because God's given you another opportunity not only to hear your need of salvation, but to respond to your need of salvation and to call on Jesus Christ and be saved, and that for all eternity. You know, many men and women have been taken away. Some have been cut off in accidents. Some have been cut down with disease and tragedies across this province of ours. But you have been spared. God has spared you for a purpose. And the purpose is this, that you might hear once again the challenge of the gospel that God is merciful to you in that while you were yet a sinner, Christ died for you. And some people tell me today, nobody knows what I'm going through. Nobody cares. The man in the scripture said, no man careth for my soul. And yet, friend, how wrong that is. For God not only cares for you, but God so loved you and I that were so unlovable, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth or trusteth in Christ should not perish but have everlasting life. I am so glad that God has given me this opportunity to tell you, friend, God loves you. God loved you and gave his Son to die for you, and Jesus Christ, the Son of God, went to the cross of Calvary and he shed his precious blood for you, and he was nailed to a cross of shame and hung up between heaven and earth in open shame. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised or crushed for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, but the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isn't that an amazing story? That God hath laid on Christ our sins. The mercy of salvation. But friend, think another thought with me. The miracle of salvation. Do you remember what Paul answered to the Philippian jailer when he asked this question, what must I do to be saved? He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And thine house. You know, that man's life was changed. He was a cruel, hard jailer. He had beaten the apostle Paul and Silas. He threw him into the innermost prison. He didn't care about his wounds and his bruises. He didn't care what happened to the man of God. His heart was hard. It was cruel. It was cold. Because he was dead in his trespasses and sin. But that night something happened. The Bible tells us that the jail shook. But I'll tell you something else. Not only did the jail shook, he shook. God humbled that man that he come crying out in his hopeless situation, in his lost estate. He said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And that night that man's life was changed, because he took the apostle Paul and Silas and he brought them into his own home. Friends, he would never be the same again. Thank God, multitudes have been changed by the power of Christ. Friend, you can too. He can take those sins that are binding you, those chains that are upon you. He can set you free. For the Bible says, he whom the Son sets free shall be free indeed. He can change your life. You have drunk at the wells of the waters of the world. And after craving after those waters of the world, friend, you have left them and you're still thirsty. You have feasted at the table of all the things that the devil has got to offer. But whenever you've finished, you're still hungry. There's no contentment and there's no peace within. Jesus said, if you drink of the water that I shall give you, you'll never thirst again. Thank God, immoral men have been made moral. An unclean woman have been made clean. And those that have been bound and fettered by sin, thank God they've been set free. Not by the church. Not by the preacher. But by the power of Christ. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Would you not like to be free? Would you not like to know for sure that your sins are forgiven? Would you not like to be sure that God has blotted out your sin, never, ever to remember it against you anymore? Friend, you can know that. And you can be sure of that. Listen to what God said. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Have you got that assurance? Can you honestly say, William, I'm glad that I have the peace of God within my soul. I'm glad that I can face eternity. I'm glad that I can face death. I'm glad I can face tomorrow. Because I know that my Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, liveth. And He's my Savior. And He's my Lord. And He's my friend. That's the man of salvation. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. I beg you to come to Christ. I'd love you to come to our meetings, and just in our meeting house we simply preach this old message of the gospel Sunday by Sunday. But friend, even more important than you coming even to the house of God, you must come to Jesus. I beg you, don't miss him. Hymn writer said, oh, to be without a Savior, with no hope, no refuge nigh. Can it be, O blessed Jesus, one without thee would dare to die? Friend, you're daring to live without him. And you're traveling through life and you're hastening on to God's eternity. And the last enemy which shall be destroyed is death. You have to face. Oh, I beg you. Don't leave this earth without Jesus. You're sure of the breath that you're breathing. But the next one is in God's hands. That's why God says, today, if ye hear his voice, harden not your heart. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. May God bless his word to your heart. And if God spare and tarry, why don't you come to hear? Calvary Free Presbyterian Church, Mullaghboy Hill, Macrofelt. It's the grand old gospel of Jesus and his love. God bless you.
Refreshing spring for your dry and thirsty. thirsty soul. Just one drink of precious living water will fill you up with God's love till you overflow. Come, take a drink of this water. Offer from God's loving hand. The fountain is flowing for the thirsty. Come, and you will never thirst again. Taste and see the Lord is good, this water that He gives. It flows with everlasting life. Take a drink and take a drink of this water, offered from God's loving hand. The fountain is flowing for the thirsty. Come, and you will never thirst. Fountain is flowing for the thirsty. Come, and you will never thirst again. Come, and you will never.